What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all had a wonderful week. Guys, there was a lot of crazy football being played in week number 9. There's a lot of games that I did not expect. There's a lot of things that happened last week that I didn't even expect. I gotta start saying that because the New York Jets shocked the entire world by beating the Buffalo Bills 20-17. The Jets played a phenomenal game, beating a really good football team in the Buffalo Bills. You know, the Jets are 6-3. And not only that, the Jets are on a bye week. You know, that, like, it doesn't get better than that if you're a Jets fan. Coming off a big win and then you're going into the bye week. So that means you get an extra week off to rest up and get rejuvenated for, week number 11? So yeah, but congratulations, Jets fans. You guys deserve it. You guys are on a roll. You guys are 6-3. You guys are still in playoff contention in the AFC conference. The Jets are the number 5 seed. So New York Jets, keep on going. But yeah, guys, you guys know what time it is. I'm going to be doing my picks for week number 10. There's going to be a lot of interesting games going into this week. Before I get into my picks, we have some teams that are going into the bye week for week number 10. We have four teams going into the bye week. We have the Baltimore Ravens. They're going into their bye week. The Cincinnati Bengals are going into their bye week. The New England Patriots are going into their bye week, and the New York Jets. Those four teams will not be playing for week number 10. But anyways, guys, let's get into these picks. Starting off with Thursday night football, we got an AFC South divisional matchup. We got the Atlanta Falcons, who are coming off a close loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. They're going on the road playing the Carolina Panthers. And I don't really have to say much in this game. I'm going to take the Falcons in this one. You know, the Panthers, they're just a mess. You know, the Panthers, you know, they're not, you know, they're getting, you know, I'm pretty sure. Like, look it. When I look at the Panthers, I see a team that's rebuilding. I see a team that's tanking this year. You know, they're getting, it looks like they're going to get rid of all their pieces. It looks like they might start from scratch. You know, we don't know what the Panthers are going to look like, but what we do know is that this team could get the number one overall pick in the next year's draft, but you know, we're going to have to see. But I'm going to take the Falcons. You know, I just love how Arthur Smith has these guys playing. They're playing very competitive football. The defense looks a whole lot better than it has looked in years. You know, Marcus Mariota, he's doing a great job leading these guys out on the field and going down the field and scoring points. You know, and there's no way the Panthers are going to stop this run game that the Falcons have. Cordell Patterson, he has been... Even though he got hurt, Cordell Patterson, this guy's been dominating, you know, and I expect him to do that when he plays the Panthers tomorrow night. So give me the Falcons to go 5-5 and get back in first place in the NFC South. So give me the Falcons. All right, guys, we got a 9 o'clock game. Going into Sunday, we got the Seattle Seahawks, who are coming off of another win against the Arizona Cardinals. They're going to be going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This game will be played in Germany. So, you know, it's gonna be a fun matchup. You know, it's gonna be a very exciting matchup actually. Here's why. The Seahawks, they're playing really great football, and you're going up against a Buccaneers team that can't, for some reason, get things going. And it looks like Mike Evans might be out for this game, you know? So I think this could be a very interesting game. You know, I think when I look at this game, I think this game could go either way, you know, just because we all know how good the Buccaneers defense can be, you know, and Seattle's defense, even though they're young, they got some weapons, you know. I don't know. I mean, I picked the Buccaneers last week. I picked the Buccaneers and they won, but they barely won. The Bucs, they couldn't get anything going on the offensive side, you know. I'm very interested in seeing how the Buccaneers secondary is going to step up against this wide receiving core that the Seahawks have, you know, that features DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. So, I don't know. I feel like this game is a 50-50. I think it could go either way, but I want to pick Seattle because I'm very confident that the Seahawks can put up points against this Buccaneers defense. You know, but the Bucs defense, they did a great job manhandling the Rams offense. You know, so I just don't know. But this is Tom Brady. And you can't count out Tom Brady. You know, like, it doesn't matter how many points you put up against Tom Brady. You cannot stop putting points up against this guy. Because, hell, did anyone see what Tom Brady did last season in the NFC Championship game? Where the Rams were dominating and Tom Brady came back in the entire third and fourth quarter. So I'm not so sure if the Seahawks can pull this one off. But hey, I don't know. I'm going to edge it out with the Buccaneers. I think the Bucs can win this game just for the simple fact that the Buccaneers defense, you know, the Buccaneers as a whole last week have shown, the Buccaneers team that we saw last week was the Buccaneers team that we were hoping that we could see, you know, ever since week one. You know, the Buccaneers played good defense and, you know, the offense found a way to score points. You know, I'm going to take the Buccaneers in this one, but I have a gut feeling that the Seahawks could pull out an upset here, you know. But give me the Buccaneers to win this game and to end the Seahawks winning streak. But Seattle, I'm not counting you guys out. I think this is a close game. I could see this game going down to the wire. I could see this game going down to a field goal, you know. But give me Tampa Bay to win it out in Germany and go 5-5. So I'm gonna take the Buccaneers. Alright guys, let's head to Tennessee. We got the Tennessee Titans who are coming off a close loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. They're at home playing the Denver Broncos. The Broncos coming off a bye week. They're coming off a win against the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. I'm very interested in seeing how this Broncos team is going to look like. Obviously that win against Jacksonville was huge, but it doesn't really matter. I'm still taking the Titans, you know. Even though they don't have a lot of weapons on the offensive side, the Titans still have one of the best defensive lines in the league. And the way this Broncos offense has looked, I'm not so sure about it, you know, like, looking at this Broncos team, like, ever since the offseason, I was assuming that this is a Broncos team that could be, you know, a Super Bowl contender. You know, Russell Wilson, we all know what he can do, you know, and we all, everything that the Broncos have was everything the Seattle Seahawks had in the Legion of Boom, a great defense, you know, a great secondary, and nothing but talent on the offensive side. So we were assuming that Russell Wilson was gonna come to Denver and show that. You know, Russell Wilson, he's probably the biggest upset of the year because he got a big contract. And we all thought, okay, this guy's getting paid all this money. We should expect Russell Wilson to take that next step playing with a team that could make a Super Bowl run. But he didn't. He's not doing that. You know, the Broncos are what? The Broncos, they have been one of the most disappointing teams in the entire NFL. You know, because this was a team that we all thought bringing in Nathaniel Hackett, who, you know, obviously worked with Aaron Rodgers, we all thought that he could, you know, bring everything he worked with Aaron Rodgers to Russell Wilson, but it hasn't worked out. You know, now I'm not going to say fire Nathaniel Hackett because, you know, it's his first year. But the Broncos have looked nothing but a mess. I'm going to take the Titans. Now, I still think this is a close game because the Titans they're not as dominant as they once were. And I understand they're on a winning record, but they don't have a lot of weapons on the offensive side. So there is a good opportunity that the Broncos could win this game, but I'm not going to say it's going to be because of their offense. I think it's going to be because of their defense. I love how the Broncos defense is rolling, even though they've been losing games. But give me the Titans in a very close one. All right, guys, let's head to Kansas City. We got the Chiefs who are coming off a win against the Tennessee Titans. They're at home playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is not a question. I'm taking the Chiefs. The Jaguars, you know, they're rebuilding. You know, don't expect a lot from this team. You know, but I think this team is getting better. I think their defense is getting better. You know, Travis Etienne, I think you have your future running back for many years to come. You know, Trevor Lawrence, he's going to get better. I love this receiving core. You know, the offensive line's rebuilding. You know, but you're going up against a talented Chiefs team with one of the best quarterbacks in the league and with a receiving core that features nothing but speed. So I'm going to take the Chiefs. Give me Kansas City to go, what, 7-1? 7-2. 7-2. So yeah, give me the Chiefs. All right, guys, let's head to Miami. The Dolphins coming off a close, the Dolphins barely coming off a win against the Chicago Bears. They're at home playing the Cleveland Browns. The Browns, they're coming off a bye week. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm taking the Dolphins. I mean, the Browns, I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand the Browns coming off that big win against the Cincinnati Bengals, but there was no Jamar Chase. You know, you're going up against a Dolphins team that has two of the scariest, fastest wide receivers in the entire league that features Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. And I don't care what anyone says. You can debate me, you can criticize me, but Tua Tagovailoa is playing, he's playing exceptionally well. I'm loving what this guy's doing, you know, and I'm not surprised on how he's doing it. Because everything we seen Tua work with from his days with Alabama to Miami, it was clear that he didn't have any weapons, you know, and you got a guy, Mike McDaniels, who knows, you know, Tua very well. Tua, he can move in the pocket very well. He's very good in play action passing. And you have guys who can make you plays, you know. And the defense is going to be scary. This Dolphins defense is going to be scary, especially with the addition of Bradley Chubb with this defensive line. Oh my God, what is anyone even seeing here? The Dolphins are a team that no one should sleep on because this team just beat the Buffalo Bills. They beat the Buffalo Bills, and I'm not sleeping on the Jets. But I'm loving what the Dolphins have. And I think this team could be a dark horse team in the AFC conference. Give me Miami to win this game. You know, I'm hoping we can get Deshaun Watson back. Like, if I'm a Browns fan, I'm hoping we can get Deshaun Watson back. You know, because Jacoby Brissett hasn't been playing football. He hasn't been playing that much of inspiring football, you know. So I'm gonna take the Dolphins to win this one in Miami. Give me the Dolphins to go 7-3. All right, guys, we got a boring game in Las Vegas. We got the Raiders, who are coming off a game that they should have won. They blew a 20-10 lead. They lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're at home. They're playing the Indianapolis Colts. And the Colts recently just fired their head coach, Frank Wright. The Colts are bringing in an interim coach. So this is a game the Raiders should win, and I'm going to take the Raiders. I mean, I'm Las Vegas. I'm taking you guys. And I'm going to say this right now. Raiders, if you guys lose this game, I am never picking the Raiders again. I mean, there's no way the Raiders should lose this game. Now, it's going to be close because the Colts defensive line is still elite. You still got Stephon Gilmore, who's literally one of the best cornerbacks of all time. And there's no way that the Raiders should lose this game. Especially if he's going to be at home, you know. Expect Davante Adams and Derek Carr to have a field day. I expect Josh Jacobs to run all over this defense. Give me the Raiders to win a very close one. I'm going with the Raiders. Las Vegas, y'all better not lose. I swear to God, if you guys lose, I am never picking you guys again. Mark my words. I will never pick the Raiders again if they lose this game. But give me the Raiders. All right, guys, let's head to Pittsburgh. We got the Steelers. They're coming off a horrible loss to the Philadelphia goddamn Eagles. And they're going to be playing the New Orleans Saints, who are coming off a loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Now, this is another boring game because both teams stink, you know. And I would pick the Saints, but hey, Steelers fans, Pittsburgh, I think there's a good chance the Steelers win this game. You know, because the Saints, they can't stop anything. You know, they can't create any pass rush. You know, and look, I understand the Steelers got rid of Chase Claypool. But, hey, they still got Najee Harris. You still got that defense. Kenny Pickett's back. Kenny Pickett, he's back under center. I expect Kenny Pickett to make some plays against the Saints defense. Give me the Steelers to win this game at home. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers to win this game in Steel City. Let's go, Steelers. I'm taking the Steelers. All right, guys, let's head to Orchard Park in Buffalo, New York. We got the Buffalo Bills coming off a crazy loss to the New York Jets. They're at home once again, playing the Minnesota Vikings. This is going to be a great game. Now, guys, there has been reports that Josh Allen may have injured his MCL. So that is not good if you're a Bills fan. You know, because the Bills cannot afford to lose anyone. You know, especially with how, as we can now see, every team in the AFC East is winning now. I mean, the Patriots are 5-4. The Jets, they're 6-3. And if the Dolphins win, they'll go 7-3. You know, the Bills cannot afford to lose here. You know, so I'm hoping and praying Josh Allen can play in this game, because this is not going to be an easy. If Josh Allen goes out, this is not going to be. It's going to be a long day for the Bills, because the Vikings, they're not a team you should sleep on. The Vikings have a very good pass rush. Their secondary is getting better. And Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen and Dalvin Cook, like, those guys scare me, you know? But the Bills, they do got a great, the Bills, they do have one of the best defenses in the league. But, and they do got Von Miller. I think this is a game that could go either way if Josh Allen does not play, you know? So, but you know what? I think Josh Allen will play in this game. You know, this guy, he's a tough quarterback. And I'm pretty sure Josh Allen, I don't think he's going to let his team down. I'm going to assume Josh Allen plays in this game and the Bills win a very close one. I think this game, I think this is another game that could go down to the wire, you know, but give me the Buffalo Bills to win this game and win a very close one at home. I'm going to take the Bills to beat the Vikings. I'm going Buffalo. All right, guys, let's head to Levi's Stadium. We got the 49ers. They're coming off their bye week, and they're going to be at home playing the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are 5-3. This is going to be an interesting game. You know, both, you got two pretty good defenses going at it. You got two pretty good offenses going at it. You got two pretty good running backs going at it. And you got two really good receivers and tight ends. So this is a matchup. This is a 50-50 matchup right here. And it's going to be the 49ers. They're going to be at home for this game. Give me the 49ers to win this one in a very close one. I think San Francisco, I just think they're the better team just, you know, from health purposes. I think the 49ers are a little bit, I think they're going to have most of their guys back for this season. You know, the Chargers, they lost most of their guys, you know, especially losing Rashawn Slater. That's a big loss for the Chargers, you know, so it's going to be a big challenge for this Chargers offense to stop this pass rush that features Nick Bosa and you know all these other guys, you know. So give me the 49ers to, I still think it's a close game, but overall I just think the 49ers right now are the better team. So give me the 49ers to beat the Los Angeles Chargers. Alright guys, let's head to Chicago. We got the Chicago Bears. They're coming off a close loss to the Miami Dolphins. The Bears are at home and they're playing the Detroit Lions. This is going to be an interesting game, you know, because both teams obviously are looking like they're rebuilding. Both teams have some talent in critical areas of their roster. Here's what I got to say. Justin Fields, you know, and you guys know how much of a fan I am of this guy, you know, but I can't believe I'm saying this, but Justin Fields, it looks like he's elevating himself into a better quarterback, you know. Even though the Bears have been losing, you can see the growth from this guy. You know, he's not hesitating in the pocket. He's not making crucial mistakes. He's making better mistakes. He's making better decisions. And guys are showing up. Guys are making plays for him. You know, and I think that's what is very important, especially in big time games. Obviously, this is not a big time game. You know, these are two teams that might not make the playoffs. You know, but just seeing what this guy has been doing for the past 2 weeks, I mean, Justin Fields was playing some very good football against a pretty good Dolphins football team. You know, so I think if you can surround this kid around with talent, I think he can. We don't know if Justin Fields can take this team or any team to a Super Bowl. You know, because the Bears don't really have anything, but they don't really have anything on their offense besides Devin Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, Chase Claypool, and Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet. No, we don't know what he can do behind a top offensive line. You know, a top tier offensive line, you know. But what he is showing you is that you could put me in any position, you could put me in any situation, either as good or bad, I'm still gonna do what I do, and that's try to put my team in the best position to score points. And that's what he's doing. So this is a game the Bears should win, but it's not gonna be easy. The Lions have one of the top scoring offenses in the league. I think this is a close game. I think this is a closer game than people expect. But give me the Bears to win this game by a field goal. I'm gonna go with the Chicago Bears to beat the Lions. Bears fans, I'm going with you guys this week. Bears, don't mess this up for me. Don't mess this up. But I'm gonna take the Bears to win. I'm gonna go with the Bears to win this game by a field goal. So I got the Bears winning by 3 points. Alright guys, let's head to MetLife Stadium where my New York Giants, guys, the Giants are coming off a bye week. We're going to be playing the Houston Texans who are coming off a loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. And guys, God darn it. This is going to be a very fun matchup for the Giants, just for the simple fact that the Texans, you know, the Texans have, you know, like, we don't know what the Texans are, you know, like, we don't know if Lovie Smith is going to be their head coach of the premier future or the furthermore future, but, you know, I think this is a game that the Giants should win. And we could win this game. And here's why. Kenny Golladay is coming back. Thank God. Kenny Golladay is coming back. Saquon Barkley is coming back. Hopefully we can get most of our guys back. But Xavier McKinney, guys, as we all heard, he broke his fingers while he was on vacation. So he will not be playing in this game, you know. And we don't know when he's going to return. There's no timetable of his return. So that is not good. But hey, we still got Julian Love, who's been exceptional. And I love this kid. I hope we can extend his contract. And I'm hoping he can retire as a Giant. We still got Landon Collins, you know. So I'm excited just for the simple fact that, you know, Brian Daboll, you know, that's, you know, like, Brian Daboll, he's been saying this ever since day one. That's the nature of football. Guys go down, next man steps up, and he takes that guy's, he takes the guy that went down, he takes his spot, and he plays hard football. You know, this Giants team, one thing that I learned about this New York Giants team is that they don't quit. And they show heart, and they show guts. They show glory, and they don't give up in any game, you know? And maybe, and this is what I said last week, maybe Dave Gutterman knew something about the guys that he brought in that no Giants fan knew, or any other fan base knew. Because most of the guys that are on the Giants roster right now are playing for Brian, are from Dave Gutterman, and they're playing with Brian Daboll. And look, maybe it wasn't the talent. Maybe the talent wasn't the problem. It was probably the coaching. And that was probably the one thing that I was trying to say to you guys, but you guys wouldn't listen. Is that maybe if you surround Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley with a good offensive coordinator and a good coaching staff and a good offensive line, maybe, and good receivers, maybe you can see these guys ascend in great players, and they are. Saquon Barkley, he's playing like one of the best running backs in the league. Daniel Jones, guys, the guy, he's third in rushing. He's only behind Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray. Oh, that's fourth. I meant third. He's behind Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson. You know, and I understand a lot of Giants fans were pissed off because Joe Shane didn't make a move for a wide receiver, but You gotta understand, the Giants, we are in this year was supposed to be our rebuild. The Giants right now shouldn't be 6-2. You know, but like, why do you think Joe Shane was so surprised that the Giants are? Why do you think Joe Shane surprised where the Giants are at right now? Where the Giants are at? You know, like, no one expected the Giants. That's why a lot of people are saying that the Giants might be the biggest surprise for this season. You know? So, but, you know, like I said, I don't care. I want to win. You know, and I'm hoping, you know, I don't think that, look, there's no guarantee that the Giants are going to franchise tag Saquon Barkley. They're clearly going to franchise tag Daniel Jones. Because Saquon Barkley's the biggest piece of our offense. You know, I think Joe Shane's going to franchise tag this guy, go and give him receivers from the next year's draft. And if Daniel Jones can still take this team places, maybe to an NFC championship game, then I think they pay him. Because now what Daniel Jones is saying, okay, you give me what I want, I'll give you what you want. And what that is Super Bowl championships. And that's what I believe what Daniel Jones can do. Kenny Galladay, he is expected to play this week. So, Daniel Jones, he's going to finally have someone to throw the ball to. And I'm not taking anything away from Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton he's been very fun to watch. You know, even though he hasn't put up any, you know, even though he didn't score any touchdowns last week, you know, he showed up. You know, I'm going to take the Giants in this one. I think the bye week came in the right time, you know, because we need it. You know, I just love where this team is headed, you know, and it's going to be very, now, we can't, I'm not going to sleep on the Texans. The Texans have some talent. They got a guy named Damian Pierce on the other end, when I look at Damian Pierce, he kind of reminds, just seeing how Damian Pierce runs the football, he kind of reminds me of a Marshawn Lynch. You know, he's a hard up front runner. You know, he's going to run you over with his shoulder pad. He doesn't care who's in front of him. You know, like, did anyone see how he was running against the Philadelphia Eagles? You know, so I think Damian Pierce, I think he's going to be someone that this defense has to look out for, you know, because he can be dangerous, you know. But give me the Giants to win this game. We're clearly the better team. You know, I'm going to take the Giants to win this game, and we go 7-2, and the Giants, if they win this game and the Cowboys lose, which I will be going to that game next, the Giants will be back in second place. But yeah, give me the Giants to win this game. All right, guys, let's head to Green Bay. We got the Green Bay Packers. They're at home. They're coming off a sad loss to the Detroit Lions. They're going to be at home playing the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Mike McCarthy revenge game. The Packers are coming, you know, the Cowboys, they're coming off their bye week. The Cowboys, they're going to be fully healthy for this game, which does not, that doesn't make anything good for this Green Bay Packers team. I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers. Screw it. I'm taking the Packers to upset the Dallas Cowboys at home. You know, Matt LaFleur, if I said his name right, I think he wins this game at home and he gets the Packers back in. He gets the Packers back into their, he gets the Packers back into the winning column. And here's why I'm taking the Packers. Because Aaron Rodgers, he's a believer. And I'm a believer in Aaron Rodgers too. You know, Now it's gonna be a challenge. It's gonna be a challenge to run the football against this Cowboys defense, because Micah Parsons, who is clearly, you know, going to be one of the best defensive players in the league, or not just in the league, in the history of football, it's gonna be tough to run or even pass against this Cowboys defense, because Trayvon Diggs, he's playing like that top cornerback we all have been seeing for the past, you know, 2 years. You know, but I think this is a game the Packers are gonna want to win, because Aaron Rodgers, he did not look like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, he was screaming, he was cursing at everyone. I think the Packers get the win here, and they deliver and they give the Cowboys their second loss, third loss of the season. You know, I think the Packers win this game, and they surprise everyone, and they beat the Cowboys, and they go 4-6. Give me the Packers in a very close one, you know. And hey, and this game could go, maybe there is an overtime, you know, but give me the Packers to upset the Cowboys. I think this is the game the Packers prove everyone wrong. You know, because the Packers, when they played the Bills, they didn't play that bad, you know. Give me the Packers to upset the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Cheeseheads. All right, guys. Let's head to Los Angeles. We got the Rams. They're coming off a loss. They're playing the Arizona Cardinals, who are also coming off a loss. Give me the Rams. I mean, the Rams, this game could go their way. I might get this game wrong, but I'm gonna go with the Rams. This is another boring game. You know, both teams have not been inspiring to watch so far this season. Give me the Rams. You know, they're at home. You know, I feel like the Rams are the better team. I just don't like what the Cardinals are doing. You know, this Cardinals offensive line's no good. So this should be a field day for the Rams as a whole. You know, give me the Rams to dominate the Cardinals. So give me the Rams to win this game and go 4-5 and somehow stay in contention to get back into the postseason. All right, guys, we got Monday Night Football. We got the Washington Commanders, who are coming off a close loss to the Minnesota Vikings. They're going on the road to Lincoln Financial Field to play the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles. It's no question. But, hey, as much as I hate the Commanders, I would not mind. Washington, I would not mind if you guys win this game. But I gotta go with the Eagles. I can't hide the truth. You know, but give me the Philadelphia Eagles to dominate the Commanders. You know, but hey, like I said, Washington, I would not mind if you guys win this game. But give me the Eagles. And yeah, guys, those are my picks for week number 10. Let me know how you guys feel about my picks going into this week. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast for today. And yeah, I'll see you guys on Sunday when I do my my game takeaways on the Giants and Texans game and give you my thoughts on the game. And yeah, you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And other than that, I'll see you guys. I'm out. Peace.